Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, January 5th, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and of course streaming everywhere on our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our visual radio viewers this morning. They are joining us live by watching the program on Facebook and the KSJE YouTube channel. We're glad that you are with us, everybody, so thank you for tuning in. Coming up in the next few moments, we're going to be talking about CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. It is our monthly commitment to CHIC, and this morning our topic is the No Minor Seal campaign throughout New Mexico. We're joined by the manager of that campaign and also a couple of Farmington High School students to talk about their work in the community. That is coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, it is Tuesday, which means later on this hour at 8:50 a.m., we'll be talking with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week. That is coming up later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. Next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts after the news at 9 a.m., and this morning Mick is featuring music from Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear Mendelssohn's Fourth Symphony on the program today. That follows the news at 9 a.m. right here on KSJE. Don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on other social media as well. In addition to Facebook and YouTube, you can follow KSJE on Twitter and also check us out on Instagram as well. Let's talk about the weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny skies on this Tuesday. The high today in Farmington, 45 degrees. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 18. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 40. And then on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny skies both days. The high of 42 and overnight lows in the teens and mid-20s. And partly sunny skies in store for the weekend with highs near 40 degrees as well. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a relatively mild 32 degrees this morning. That's a lot milder than it's been these past few mornings, so we're enjoying some milder weather today, at the moment at least. So let me introduce my guests who are joining us this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about the No Minor Sale campaign. Michael Kelly, campaign manager, is joining us this morning from Albuquerque. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Scott.
You bet. Good to have you with us. Also joining us here, two Farmington High School students, Ian Martinez, a junior at FHS. Good morning. Good to have you with us. And also Sky Tisiatu is joining us as well. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning.
Good to have both of you with us and to talk a little bit about this campaign. So thank you all very, very much. I appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the students' involvement with this campaign. Ian, you're a junior, as I mentioned. Sky, you're a sophomore. And so talk about how you two got involved with this No Minor Sale campaign. Ian, you want to start? Yeah.
Yes, sir. So when I was a freshman, I just heard like they came to my class, and at first, I'm not gonna lie, I did it just so I can get out of class.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna upfront about it. I mean, that's how a lot of students are. But the more I got involved with it, and the more I learned the reasoning behind it, I really just enjoyed it. And one thing led to another. I ended up on the leadership team, and this last year, sadly, I wasn't able to be on the leadership team. But it's just like a great experience. You're always helping out the community. You always got something to do to help out, and it really makes you feel like you're making a change.
Understood. So it's become more than just a way to get out of class, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, now everything, even without it, it's outside of school on like a weekend or like, and now it's online, so it doesn't really change much.
Right. Understood. And Sky, what about you? Can you talk to us a little bit about how you got involved in this campaign?
Yes. I actually didn't know anything about involvement until this year or last year. And then I recently joined and became a member this year through virtual training. And so, yeah, this is my first year.
All right. Very good. Thank you both very much. Michael Kelly, talk to us a little bit about this, about the campaign and what its goals are. This is something that's going on throughout our state, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So we have Evolvement Youth Advocates here, Ian and Sky. They're awesome. Ian's done a lot of work with No Minor Sale, and I think Sky is just starting out, but through the Evolvement program, these youth advocates, they work on No Minor Sale, which is a tobacco prevention campaign. And I know Ian has done a great amount in regards to what we've worked on in the past with tobacco retailer licensing, in addition to our new policy focus moving forward. But I'm sure Ian can talk a little bit more about kind of what his role was with tobacco retail licensing and advocating for that policy.
All right, let's ask him. Ian, can you talk a little bit about some of those things in regards to tobacco sales and licensing?
Yeah, so really, it was just getting involved with my community. I was able to do many events through my course of being part of the Evolvement staff and are part of the Evolvement member and representing the No Minor Sale campaign. I've been able to do multiple events, and we actually gained support cards from the community to bring it up to the legislature. We brought it up to the legislators, and we made a big change just because of the testimonies that people gave us. And it was like kind of like a, it's not quite a, what's it called? A petition.
Right.
That's kind of how it felt like, but we were really making a big change out there in the community because it wasn't just affecting us. It was affecting the future generations to come. It was affecting the next generation. Are the generation already here, and it really just, it's something that's affecting this world and this community, and we really need to bring our state to a higher standard so that we can really progress to a higher standard, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, and talk to me a little bit about what exactly you were asking in these cards that you were asking folks and that you provided to the state legislature. This was about how tobacco was impacting our communities in our state, and from a student's perspective, or talk to me a bit about what that was. What was the message you sent to the legislature?
So, like with these support cards that we had, people wrote down their testimonies on why they're against tobacco use or their experience with tobacco use, and why they support what we're doing. It wasn't just a simple "I support what they're doing." It was more of something along the line that I support what they're doing because I have family members and I've seen the consequences of what they've had to go through. Let's say some might have to deal with smoking cancer or something else where their family just really becomes addicted. Not necessarily just to tobacco products, but tobacco products can lead to a gateway of like more intense drugs or being more addicted to alcohol, so to say. So it's really it's not just about tobacco. It's also a good gateway drug to other drugs. And we're really trying to stop the prevention from it going any worse.
Understood. And so with all that and with the legislature, there was some legislation that was passed, I guess, last year. And so, Ian or Sky or Michael, chime in and tell me about that new piece of legislation that got passed in 2020.
Yeah, of course. So with No Minor Sale, we advocated for tobacco retailer licensing. Ian collected numerous amounts of support cards in favor of advocating for licensing from community members across Farmington. And yeah, so the Tobacco Products Act, I'll toss it over to Ian probably pretty soon to discuss it a little bit more, but the Tobacco Products Act actually just went into effect a few days ago, a huge policy. It brings tobacco retailer licensing to New Mexico, which is a huge win for public health here in the state of New Mexico.
Interesting. And so, Ian, talk to me a little bit about what that means then for stores, right? If they want to sell tobacco products, they need to go through a certain process with the state now?
Yes, correctly how it sounds. I mean, so the tobacco retailer licensing, it requires you to get a license. Before, you didn't have to have a license. And we're one of few states that didn't require that. And so as of January 1st, we finally made that go past, just as Michael said. And what that does is that it makes them more liable to what they do if they sell it to a minor, and it gives them more consequences. So now they have to kind of uphold themselves, because if they get caught, they can get a chance of getting stripped of their license, and you have to be required to have a license. And it also can cause like a bigger fine and fee if you're caught selling to a minor. So really with that, it's just really holding up our community to a higher standard so that we're not just letting these teenagers go. Previously, there was like I believe it was 1 in 7, 1 in 4 corner stores would sell to a minor without IDing or anything like that. And that statistic was crazy because it was easy access to anyone.
Understood. And so this new legislation includes kind of our traditional tobacco products and also maybe some of the newer tobacco products that we think about, like e-cigarettes, Juuls, and things along that line. They're all included with this new registration law?
Yes, sir. That is correct. And previously there was already a law before by the FDA where it banned flavoring tobaccos of e-cigarettes and certain other things. And in 2009, they banned the flavoring of flavored cigarettes. And the only flavor they allowed was menthol, just because it was a cash hog, basically. It made a lot of their money, and it kept a harsh burning away from them. But they there's a reason why you don't see flavored cigarettes blueberry or chocolate or whatever flavor you can think of that could possibly made into it is only because there was an act or ban in 2009 from that. So now we're just taking it to the next step here in New Mexico.
Gotcha. And you said earlier too, Ian, that we were one of the only few states that didn't have any kind of a regulation over tobacco up until this new law, right?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Very good. And Sky, let me turn back to you a little bit to ask you about your involvement with the No Minor Sale campaign. You are kind of new to the organization, but talk to me a little bit about what you're planning to be working on and what you've already been working on, if you wouldn't mind.
I've been working on getting the No Minor Sales, the petitions. Not really the petition signed, but the cards. But online, it's a survey.
Right.
I would help people, my family. I would talk to them, have them sign it, fill it out, and then along with that, friends, classmates, have them sign it as well, and then kind of walk them through it through phone, text messages, through online virtually. And that's what I've been doing.
Right. Okay. And this was in regards to the tobacco campaign as well?
Yes. The No Minor Sales. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it. And then what do you hope to work on maybe this spring? What are the plans? Your plans?
I hope to get more involved in my community. Like having more opportunities like this and just taking part and having fun and spreading awareness about tobacco.
Very good. And for both of you, I imagine this has been kind of a big learning opportunity for both of you to kind of see how you can influence legislation and talk to legislators and kind of see that lawmaking process and see the results of that. Has there been any other things that you've both learned from your involvement so far in the No Minor Sale campaign? Ian?
Yeah, I would say absolutely 100%. Just because I've learned to talk to a bigger spread audience over many different campaigns. And I was actually able here in New Mexico on our other campaign, the 24/7 campaign, I was able to make our school district here in Farmington 100% tobacco free. So that basically was just making sure there was no loopholes inside the system that someone else couldn't get in trouble for using a tobacco product on school. But we're not talking about 24/7 today, but with the No Minor Sale especially, I've had a couple of situations where I'm talking to a larger audience, and just like how I'm right here, I'm talking on live radio, and it's really prepared me for the future so that I can be more presentable and I can be more confident of myself when I'm out there, and I'm not just shy, buried away, not knowing what to do. So it's giving me real life help, if I can say that.
You can say that. You say it very well. I'm impressed with both of you this morning. That's great. Sky, what about you? What have you learned so far?
I've actually learned more about the different effects, not the different effects, but the different types of like e-cigarettes, the Juuls, because I would know from peers about who would smoke and who wouldn't, but I've learned more about statistics, more about what happens, and kind of what it could cause in the future.
Very good. And let me ask Michael Kelly a little bit about for retailers who are maybe listening or watching us this morning, what should they be taking away from this conversation that there is this new law in effect that went into effect just a couple of days ago, as you mentioned, and they now need to be registered to sell tobacco products in our state?
That is correct, Scott. Yes. So with tobacco retailer licensing through the Tobacco Products Act, it went into effect January 1st of 2021. And as Ian said earlier, New Mexico was only one of a few states that didn't have licensing beforehand. We're actually only one of 12. So this is a huge win for New Mexico. What that means for retailers, what you need to do today, if you haven't already, is you can check out No Minor Sale's website for more information about how to get a license. It's a long name, but the Alcoholic Beverage Control Division of the Licensing and Regulation Department of New Mexico, very long one. That's actually who is giving out the licenses. You can check out them on their website. And we also have the link to the website on nominorsale.com.
Got it. And I would assume that they've probably already been contacted, at least one would hope, from the state about this change.
Yes, so lots of people have across the state have been reaching out to retailers in the previous few months, just educating them that, hey, the Tobacco Products Act is soon to be in effect, what that means for you and what the requirements are with obtaining a license. So lots of education, lots of speaking to retailers has taken place over the last few months. So they should be prepared, but obviously it's a transition year. It's been a tough 2020. So maybe lots of retailers have not yet been licensed or haven't gone back into that. So what they need to do is check out the Alcoholic Beverage Control Division and licensing and what that looks like for them, making sure they get licensed.
Okay. And obviously if they don't, there are probably penalties written into that law that they don't want to mess with.
That is correct. As Ian said, penalties for selling illegally to minors, in addition to not being licensed to sell tobacco products in general, there are definitely penalties in there for sure.
All right, very good. Let me go back to our students who are joining us this morning, again from Farmington High School, both part of this No Minor Sale campaign across our state. We have the 2021 legislative session that starts, I think, later this month, as a matter of fact. And so what is that looking like this year? And are you or No Minor Sale taking part in this upcoming 60-day session? Ian?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not quite sure about that answer. Michael you think you can help me out with this one?
Maybe Michael can.
Yeah.
Sure thing. So it looks very different this year. Unfortunately, like Evolvement Youth Advocates such as Ian, such as Sky, we would love to have them come to Albuquerque, or excuse me, come to Santa Fe. We're based out of Albuquerque, so meet us in Santa Fe. Go to the legislative session, speak with our legislators in person. Of course, that is not an option this year. So we are taking a virtual day of action. So youth advocates across the state, such as Ian, such as Sky, they are actually able to meet with their legislators, a remote Zoom meeting, something of the sort, and actually still speak with our legislators. And that's still the important part. However way it looks like, whether it's in person versus virtual, like it will be this year, we really want to make sure we get our youth's voices heard in regards to why tobacco prevention is important to them, and then speaking with our legislators and their legislators that represent them.
Understood. But it sounds like with this law that was passed last year, you've accomplished a big part of that. Is there still some more work to be done when it comes to tobacco and maybe other issues in our state?
Yes, 100%. And I'll toss it over probably to Sky pretty soon here to talk a bit more about it. But with retail licensing, it's a step in the right direction. That is a huge win, no doubt, for New Mexico. And of course, tobacco prevention, there's so many different parts to it, and tobacco still leading cause of preventable death in New Mexico. There's still so much that we have to work on to make sure that we keep our youth protected from the dangers of tobacco and nicotine products. What that looks like moving forward, like you said, Scott, we had a huge accomplishment with retail licensing through the Tobacco Products Act, and we're actually moving on to educating New Mexicans about flavored tobacco products right now.
All right. Sky, can you chime in a little bit about your work in that regard and what you're planning to do or what you're hoping to do?
Yes. So the flavored products, there's like so many different types, like different types of flavors from like puff bars to like vapes, the Juuls, the different types of tobacco. And it's just kind of like targeting the minors. It's kind of like targeting the minors because you don't really see much kids smoking like regular cigarettes, like regular tobacco. You see most of them getting hooked on like something that tastes good, something that they would want to try. So the flavored e-cigarettes, flavored Juuls, flavored vapes and all that.
Right. And I wanted to ask you if you thought maybe a message about maybe not doing that is more effective coming from someone like you as opposed to someone like me.
Yes, I would say it would be effective coming from my part because, like, I'm around it. I understand it. I've seen, like, what it could do through, like, family members, through, like, friends, like, being on, like, the first hand of like the effects that has happened to it because of it, and then like just like being able to like see that.
Right.
Yes.
Very true. And Michael Kelly, let me come back to you just to talk about these student advocates that are with us this morning and that work throughout the year, not just in Farmington, but throughout the state. I mean, I can't imagine having better spokespeople for your cause and causes, multiple, to get the word out to their peers. As I mentioned, I don't think it's as effective coming from someone like me or even someone younger like yourself. It really does have an impact coming from a peer group, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. You know, when I think about it, you know, I would attend events when we were in person before COVID began. And, you know, I'll be with Youth Advocates, and it's really amazing to see them interact with their community members, people that they see on a regular basis at the grocery store, on a weekly basis, or people that they have never seen before. And just their ability to speak with them about why this matters to them, because that's what No Minor Sale is about. It's about youth tobacco prevention and making sure legal sales to minors takes place, or it doesn't take place. So we want to make sure that we educate. And coming from the youth advocates, such as Ian, such as Sky, that really makes a difference, whether like Ian collecting the support cards at the numerous events he's taken part in, whether it's Sky collecting opinion surveys about flavored tobacco, and that's virtually. I mean, it really does, it's really impactful when it comes from them, because the youth's voice is so powerful. It really is.
Very true. Well, we just have a couple of minutes remaining together this morning, everybody. So in that time, I wanted to ask our student advocates again, what you would say to maybe get others involved in this cause, maybe other students in other schools and other communities in New Mexico. And Ian, as you mentioned to us earlier on, it isn't just a way to get out of class. It's a lot more than that, as you have learned and share with us. So what would be your pitch to get other students to maybe join this organization and do some of the things that you both have been working on? Let's start with you, Ian.
So what I would say to get other students to get to join is really just think about the future and think about where you want to be 10 years from down the line. Think about where you want to see the next generation coming down 10 years down the line. You're going to have your first child probably within the next 10 years if you plan on having children. And do you really want them to be living in a society where they just allow to, where they're able to roam around with no restrictions about it because no one's educated about what's happening or how it affects them, where their life is shortened just because they're not educated and everything just kind of roaming around and no one's really trying to protect them. So I guess just put yourself in a perspective in a what situation of how you would want this future to, how do you want this world to be 10 years down the line? And like I said before, it's a gateway drug. So it's not just about tobacco. And really, once we take these small changes, I mean, this isn't small, but like it's compared to certain other things in the world, once you start adding everything up, then it's kind of like it's huge. And we can make a big change into this world just by small things at a time. So just think about how you want to be on this earth 10 years down the line, I guess you could say. And see what you want to put your footmark in whenever it's your time has come, what you want to leave on this world.
That's a good point. I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much, Ian. And Sky, let me turn to you for the same question about what your message would be to maybe other students to get involved in some of the work that you've been doing.
My message would be that if you are given an opportunity to like make a difference, to make a change, I would take it because it could make a huge impact on the world, on yourself. It could really just change your point of view on something and push you to help the world, help your family or your siblings. And then like Ian said, the younger generation as well.
Very good. Well, thank you both very much for joining me this morning. Michael Kelly, let me go back to you to give you the last word if you want to talk about websites and how students or even others can get in touch with the No Minor Sale campaign, as you mentioned, based out of Albuquerque, but certainly working throughout our state with these student advocates that we've heard from this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Scott. So again, you can check out nominorsale.com. We have a lot of information about the No Minor Sale campaign in regards to tobacco retailer licensing that you can access there. And that really goes for retailers. We want to support retailers during this, you know, transition in which these new requirements go into effect. And since they have gone into effect as of 4 days ago, check out No Minor Sale's website. We have links, we have resources for y'all to check out. In regards to youth advocates across the state, Evolvent New Mexico, amazing program. They work on the two campaigns, including No Minor Sale. And, you know, Ian and Sky are, you know, a testament to why it's really important and great to have youth advocates work on our campaigns, because they can get to go into their community in person or virtually and really make a difference and talk about No Minor Sale. A few other things, No Minor Sale, if you want to become involved with the campaign, you can become an adult volunteer, which means you can do the work in your community to help out No Minor Sale and what we're working on, which is now educating about flavored tobacco products. You can find out more on our website and, you know, check us out on our Facebook page and really just access any more information. You can contact me. There should be an email on No Minor Sale's website as well where you can reach me at. So if there are any questions, feel free to reach out. But Scott, thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're very welcome, Michael. Thank you for joining me, all of you. Thank you very much, Michael Kelly, Ian Martinez, and Sky Tisiyatu. Thank you very, very much, and I appreciate your time this morning, all of you. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks all very much. My guest this morning from the No Minor Sale campaign here in New Mexico, joining me in our monthly commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council, here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everybody. The time right now is coming up on 8:40 a.m.